I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She watched over the bay, and we love to see her when she's frisky. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Pamela Anderson and Ramona Singer. Now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411. King of Midnight Fun. MCAC. On Bravo TV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen in my apartment in New York City. We're about to see if blondes really do have stronger Wi-Fi signals. My first guest is someone who got a head start on social distancing by briefly throwing Dorinda out of her apartment. It's Real Housewives of New York City, Ramona Singer. Hi, Ramona. Great to see you. She's wearing red in honor of my next guest, who is an actress, activist, and all-around sex symbol, who is the reason the rest of us feel a little self-conscious about running on the beach. Please welcome back to the show, Pamela Anderson. Hi, Pamela. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, where are you, Pamela?
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver. Do you live there? Are you shooting there or what?
I have a place on Vancouver Island. I still have my house in Malibu, but I go back and forth. Well, I used to go back and forth.
Awesome. And Ramona, you're still in Florida, right?
Yeah, I moved out of Mario's condo and I moved into a beautiful 3-bedroom, same building, oceanfront. And I don't know when I'm going to leave. It's pretty nice here in Florida right now.
Good. Well, continue to be healthy. Since I'm being joined by two women who've made a business out of being ageless, I want to see if they're willing to support other women by sharing their quarantine wellness secrets. Let's play Keeping It Right and Quarantite. Okay. Pam, how are you keeping your arms toned in quarantine? Because they look amazing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't work out. I don't know what I do. Just
really?
Athletics, maybe.
You're working out every day, Ramona?
Yeah, I go on, I do, what's his name? The Boots guy, Isaac Boots on Instagram Live. He has an 11 o'clock. Avery and I are doing 11 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday on my Instagram Live. And we encourage other mother and moms to go on. And we do it with Camp, Avery, who is it? Sam from Camp Something.
Okay, Sam from Camp Something. Pamela, yeah. So Pam, you don't work out?
Yeah, but I'm very active.
You are.
Physically.
Pamela, what's the strangest DIY beauty treatment you've tried?
Meet yourself?
Yeah.
Nothing. Sleeping in your makeup, you know, wearing eyelashes for days. I don't know. I'm really kind of a rebel when it comes to beauty and products. I don't know what I'm doing.
I love it. Ramona, are you still doing constant squats?
Actually, yes. Squats and planks. And the side planks, you go up and down and you twist. Yeah, I'm doing, who is that girl? It's really hard. I did it. You're so proud of me. Sally. Sunny May. 1-hour workout. Whoa.
All right.
Because my daughter has this rocking body. I'm in competition now.
So do you, Ramona. Pamela, do you go to bed with your makeup on? I don't know. Talk to me about that.
That was the barbed wire days.
Okay. All right. Well, as someone who is basically synonymous with the beach, Pamela Anderson has slathered on her fair share of sunscreen. And while the brand I prefer protects against harmful UV rays, it doesn't protect against messy questions. So let's get shady as SPF. Come on out, shady sunscreen. Hey, shady sunscreen.
Oh, look out, Pamela. You're about to get burned.
Oh, my God. Okay, shady sunscreen has some questions for Pamela. Okay, what's your first question for Pamela, shady sunscreen?
What were your honest thoughts about the recent Baywatch movie remake?
I didn't like it.
You did not like it?
No, I mean, let's just keep the bad TV as bad TV. That's what's charming about Baywatch. You know, trying to make these movies out of television is just messing with it.
Keep the bad TV to bad TV. I like that.
Yeah, you know, $65 million would make a great movie. We made our shows for like $500,000. It's like guerrilla filmmaking.
Yes.
With the same explosions, the same scenes of the water. That was the fun part. Being creative.
All right, shady sunscreen. Next question for Pamela Anderson.
What was your first reaction when you saw Nicole Eggert on the Baywatch set with her new boob job, which she allegedly got because she felt competitive with you?
I don't remember at all. Did that really happen?
Allegedly. Okay, shady sunscreen. Last question for Pamela Anderson.
As the star of an iconic sex tape, what is your favorite celebrity sex tape?
Do you have one, Pamela?
That was not a sex tape. It was a compilation of, you know, vacations that we were naked on.
I love that. Okay, bye, shady SPF. Thanks.
See you later.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I like vacations where you're naked on the vacation.
Good vacation, you're naked, right?
Yes. Okay, we have some burning questions for both of you. Ramona, Natalie G said, do you agree with Dorinda that you have schadenfreude and enjoy when other people aren't doing as well as you? And do you regret kicking her out of your apartment tonight?
Anybody who knows me well knows I'm the biggest supporter of women and I help them through everything and anything. So that right there is a lie, big lie. Number two, I really wish now when it came back to when I saw that episode when she was really hating on Tinsley at the Orchard, that I should have said to her, shut that duck up. Because unfortunately, we're all afraid of Dorinda with her anger. And she's just out of control. She needs anger management classes, I think, at this point.
And do you regret kicking her out of your apartment tonight?
She came back in though.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Suzanne, we got this a lot. Pamela, a lot of people want to know if you're still in touch with Julian Assange.
I was the first person to visit him at El Marsh prison, and he's still there, and he's very sick, and he should be, they're getting a lot of prisoners out because of this COVID situation. They should be letting him out. He hasn't been charged with anything at this point. So, he's in a dire position. He could possibly die in prison. I hope not. So I just wish him the best. But I haven't been in contact with people around him. But, you know, he knew what he was getting into. He sacrificed a lot to give us true information. And so he's a hero to me. And I just hope people feel the same way and see what happens.
All right. Ramona, Rhiannon A wants to know, what do you think about Luann judging Leah's apartment?
Well, I just think, you know, Leah is much younger than us and she's not established yet. We're much more established and have many more things. And I just didn't think she was realizing what she said. You know, I don't think she really meant it that way. It came out. She kind of pulled a Ramona, you know, unfiltered. She wasn't coming from a malicious or vicious place.
Right. Pamela. Oh,
wait, can I just add something about this Dorinda thing? Because it's really in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was the one who encouraged Dorinda to come on the show. I said, I have a great opportunity for you. So if I wasn't supportive of women, why would I want her to bring her on a show that I'm on? So that's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Pamela, what are you doing to keep things spicy in quarantine?
Well, I just started being creative director of jasmine.com, which is really kind of a spicy, kind of fun, naughty project for me. So I've got, you know, I've always got my hands in something a little bit crazy. And so I want to kind of help people, you know, bring people together, more human connection, especially in what we're dealing with right now. People are craving human connection, a little bit lonely. So I'm working with that.
Wow, I think we should get Ramona on there. She's looking for a man, Pamela.
It's not even for a man. It's not for looking for that. It's looking for just human connection, but you can also be an influencer. She'd be a great influencer. And people would call her to ask her questions about life, about this, about that, and you actually get paid for it.
Oh, all right. Well, we could have made it.
Very interesting, Andy. Avery and I have been watching season one, and we're on episode four now. And
there of New York?
Yes, and I'm loving it. No wonder the fans go ape for us. So now, episode three or four, Avery's recording all these quips, and she says, I want to go to college, and I want to go to a good college and get good grades, because I would be like my mom, and I would be independent and make my own money. And she put it on her Instagram, and someone replied back, because of your mother, she inspired me to do well, I'm successful, and I'm the only one from my family that went to college. Because of your mother, it pushed me.
Wow, I love it. That's great. So the early episodes hold up, huh?
Yeah, they're great.
Wow. Ramona, Cindy D wants to know if you heard from either Kristen Takeman or Cindy Barshop after you called them nobodies on Instagram.
Well, that was just kind of being funny and playful with my daughter. And then Page Six picked it up. And I actually called back Page Six for once. And I said, listen, I respect them both tremendously. And they just did something. Ava just showed me, they did a spoof. They're on a couch talking about, like, who are we? Who are we? Making spoofing on me.
Why call Page Six when you could have called them to apologize?
I didn't call Page Six. They called me.
I know, but you said you called Page Six to say you actually respect them.
I said they wanted a quote. And I said, whatever. No, I did text them. I think I texted them. I've been very busy isolating.
Yeah. Okay. Pamela, also, Adele M wants to know, how is your relationship with Tommy these days now that your boys are older?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's fine. We don't talk about it. It's perfect. No, we do. I mean, we don't. My kids are happy, and that's all that matters. And they have a relationship with him now. That's the best part. It's great.
Now, a few weeks ago, Ramona had to remind Sonia that her beloved Coco is indeed alive and well. But as we've seen on the show, something with Coco's tummy is not well, bitch. So it's time to play Has Coco There? Ramona, I'm going to drop some locations. You say if Coco has dropped a deuce there, okay? Has Coco pooped in the lower level of your Hamptons home?
Never.
Has Coco pooped in your new New York City apartment?
Yes.
Has Coco pooped on Fifth Avenue?
No.
Has Coco pooped south of 14th Street?
Yes.
Has Coco pooped in Sonia's townhouse?
No.
Has Coco pooped at Jill's Hamptons house?
No.
Has Coco pooped on a yacht?
No.
Has Coco in a cab?
No way.
Has Coco on the beach?
You know, you're just not so sweet to Coco. No, she never would poo on the beach. She doesn't like to go in the sand.
Has Coco at the Watch What Happens Live office?
No.
Has Coco on a commercial or a private plane?
No, she has not. She's
What about in a department store?
No, she has not. No.
Okay, well, we needed to know. Thanks. Thanks for playing. Has Coco there? I love that game. And so did Pam. Now, if I had to guess, I would say every straight man on the planet probably thinks he's compatible with my two blonde bombshell guests. But I wonder how compatible they are with each other in ways of relationship and sex points of view. Let's find out with 1, 2, sex three. Ramona and Pamela, I'm going to ask some saucy questions. I'm going to count to three. You'll answer at the same time.
Okay.
What's a bigger aphrodisiac, chocolate or oysters? 1, 2, 3.
Chocolate.
Oysters. I like oysters.
Okay. Is sex on the first date ever okay? Yes or no? 1, 2, 3.
Yes. No.
Okay. What's worse, whiskey dick or premature ejaculation? 1, 2, 3.
I'm confused. Not sure what either are.
Whiskey dick is when your penis can't get hard because of alcohol, and premature ejaculation is...
I say
whiskey.
whiskey. Do you offer to split the bill on the first date? Yes or no? One, two, three.
No.
Dating a friend's ex. Never okay or depends on the situation? One, two, three.
Never.
Shower sex. Steamy or too complicated? One, two, three.
Steamy.
Okay. When are you more likely to be in the mood? In the morning or in the evening? One, two, three.
Morning.
Okay. Sex in public, too risky or a major turn on? One, two, three.
Turn on.
As long as they can see me.
Okay, very good. Okay, last up, when it comes to men, once a cheater, always a cheater, or forgive and forget?
One, two.
One, two, three.
Cheater for life.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree. All right, okay. Compatible on some things, not on other. Pamela, thank you for reminding me to count there. I totally forgot the game there. Pamela, do you regret your recent very short marriage, or where do you put it in your brain?
It never happened. It was just like, it never happened. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just speaking in riddles.
Very good. Ramona, Kate D texted and wants to know what you think about Dorinda hinting that you leaked the story of her and John's breakup to Page Six.
I could care less about her relationship with John, and I really don't talk to Page Six at all. They write to me all the time, and I just ignore. So that's just total BS on her part.
Okay. Pamela, Luke Y wants to know the most wild thing that happened during your night out with Mariah Carey, Naomi Campbell, and Kate Moss last year.
Yeah, that was, I thought, you know, I went to this party and I thought there was a Kate Moss lookalike there, and then I realized that's Kate Moss.
That's funny. How soon into chatting with her did you realize it?
I realized pretty quickly, but I didn't expect them to be there.
Right. Ramona, the BC12 has been watching your Instagram cooking videos and wants to know if you always keep stickers on your vegetables when you cook on them, and also wants to know why you have Cheerios in your refrigerator.
I like to keep Cheerios in the refrigerator because they stay fresher, I think. Just I like them fresh. And I kind of like them chilled. It goes better with the milk. I just like, because they don't get soggy so fast, you know, because Cheerios, if you don't eat it really quickly, they get really soggy. Okay. So it keeps them a little. And as far as the sticker, yeah, that was a big faux pas. I rinsed it off, but obviously not well enough. The sticker was still stuck on. I didn't notice it.
All right.
I get very hungry. They want the dinner. Where's dinner?
Right. Ramona, this is interesting. Since you've been rewatching early season, you know, New York from the start, what piece of advice would you give Ramona of season one? What would you tell season one, Ramona?
You know, I've only seen 4 episodes, and right now I would change a thing.
Ramona, Ryan C. wants to know your honest opinion of the Russian spa, and do you regret telling Sonia there that she needs to lose 10 pounds?
You know what? My girlfriends that I have, besides these girls that everyone knows, I tend to go up and down by 8 pounds, and I don't notice it because I'm just... I don't. So a good girl was like, you know, Ramona, you're gaining a little weight. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's probably right. So Sonia was in the spa. She could hardly get up her jeans. She couldn't zip them up, and you could see the pain in her face. And she said, Sonia, maybe she should lose a few pounds. I mean, if I can't tell her, who can? That's a good friend.
There you go. She said that's a good friend, Ramona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pamela, Zach ZZ wants to know how you dealt with going in the cold ocean water all the time for Baywatch.
Just think warm thoughts.
Hot thoughts.
Ramona, Sarah G Facebooked and wants to know how you felt when you saw that it was Leah throwing the tiki torches around and then she lied to you about it to your face.
You know what? I was shocked, but I couldn't be angry at her because she was smart enough to clean up my whole kitchen in 5 minutes.
Right.
How could I be angry with someone who just like cleaned up the whole kitchen?
Right. Pamela, Maringanella G wants to know if you're proud of your son on the hills and what did you think of him on reality TV?
Well, I'm proud of Brandon. I mean, he can do whatever. There's no rules for Brandon. you know, a lot of people would say, don't do reality TV if you want to be a serious actor, but he's a chameleon and he's brilliant. And I love his philosophy on life. So yeah, Brandon's indestructible. I'm really proud of him.
All right. It is time for tonight's moment of Mazel. During trying times such as these, it's important we don't fall apart at the seams. We can leave that to Bravo's resident amateur seamstress, Craig Conover, who's here to needle us with a little positivity.
Hey, y'all. It's Craig from Zone and Charm. I just wanted to pop in and say, hey, during this unprecedented time in history, I know it's been tough on a lot of us, but something that's really helped me get through it are all of my hobbies. And fortunately, I started sewing a couple of years ago, which enables me to, I know how to make a mask by hand. And so I've been doing that over the last 3 weeks. Fortunately, we figured out a way to efficiently make them in the factory, which will allow us to donate them to nursing homes, grocery stores, whatnot, whoever may need them. And I encourage you to do the same, find a hobby, whether it's cooking or sewing or learning a new language, which I'm definitely not good at, or doing puzzles, anything to take your mind off things. You know, we'll be out of this soon enough, but I also want to tell y'all, the Bravo universe, how much I love you guys and how much I appreciate your support. It's completely invaluable, and I'll do everything in my power, whether it's through pillow parties or anything else, to be able to meet and see y'all as soon as possible. So, cheers, y'all.
Thank you, Craigie. I love that, Craig Conover. Ramona, do you know Craig Conover from Southern Charm?
Oh, I met three of them in the Hamptons at my friend's house. Yeah. So I don't know which one I met. I met one.
Craig was there. Craig was there.
Yeah. Yes. Chef. Yeah. One I got in trouble with because I opened my mouth up too much about his girlfriend to her.
Oh, all right. Okay, I want to thank Ramona and Pamela for being here. Sunday night, it's our last show before break. We got Goldie Hawn. We'll see you Sunday night.
I love her.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. It's the After Show on BravoTV.com with Ramona Singer and Pamela Anderson. Ramona, Audrey B. wants to know, whose side were you on between Dorinda and Tinsley at the Vineyard? And do you think Tinsley needs to follow Lou's advice and speak softer like Obama?
Wait, you ended up. Who side was I on between Tinsley and Dorinda? And then you said something at the end. I can't.
And do you think Tinsley needs to follow Lou's advice and speak softer like Obama?
You know, I really was on Tinsley's side, but Dorinda has been erupting so easily that I felt like not to take a side would maybe quiet her down. And I do actually regret that I didn't tell Dorinda that she's being way too hard on Tinsley and just shut up. It's not right.
By the way, Ramona, you were on Watch What Happens Live with Craig in May of last year.
Oh, I got his pillow in the Hamptons of the Lobster.
Yes. Yes.
Love that pillow. I love that pillow. It's part of my Hampton outside. Yeah.
Okay. So now you remember Craig.
Oh, yeah. He's lovely. Nice looking guy. Very lovely.
Okay. Very good. Pamela, Katie M. wants to know the last time you were in touch with Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh, probably since I haven't talked to her since the show.
Probably. Who are you in touch with from Baywatch?
Nobody.
Nobody.
But I'm not a social person. I like my kids. I like my, you know, close circle of friends. I don't really know any. I don't really hang out with people. I like my dogs, my kids. I prefer dogs. No, not for my kids, but for most people. My kids and my daughter.
I want to thank Pamela Anderson and Ramona Singer. Thanks, ladies. Great to see you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery+. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.